Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Greg Parent, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Entrance Antiphon, you have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us into a kingdom, priests for our God. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Hear our prayers, O Lord, so that what was promised by the sanctifying power of your word may everywhere be accomplished through the working of the gospel, and that all your adopted children may attain what the testimony of truth has foretold. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. One night while Paul was in Corinth, the Lord said to him in a vision, "Do not be afraid. Go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you. No one will attack and harm you, for I have many people in this city." He settled there for a year and a half and taught the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews rose up together against Paul and brought him to the tribunal, saying, "This man is inducing people to worship God contrary to the law." When Paul was about to reply, Gallio spoke to the Jews, "If it were a matter of some crime or malicious fraud, I should with reason give you Jews. But since it is a question of arguments over doctrine and titles and your own law, see to it yourselves. I do not wish to be a judge of such matters." And he drove them away from the tribunal. They all seized Sosthenes, the synagogue official, and beat him in full view of the tribunal. But none of this was of concern to Gallio. Paul remained for quite some time, and after saying farewell to the brothers, he sailed for Syria, together with Priscilla and Aquila. At Cenchreae, he had shaved his head because he had taken a vow. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. God is King of all the earth. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness, for the Lord the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth.
God is King of all the earth.
He brings people under us, nations under our feet. He chooses for us our inheritance, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves.
God is King of all the earth.
God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise.
God is King of all the earth.
Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
we hear today Jesus talking about this juxtaposition between the things that the world finds a sort of false sense of joy in, and then the things that we're invited into true joy through. And part of that is the struggle of following the Lord. And that's counterintuitive. But I love having as an example then these stories of St. Paul as the early, as he's spreading the faith in his early missionary journeys. It's just crazy what he goes through. It's crazy. Just day after day, as we've been reading these stories from the Acts of the Apostles, we just hear Paul in these absurd situations and just preaching the gospel in the midst of incredible trial and persecution and struggle. But what he is a master of is not letting any of that dictate where his joy comes from, his peace, his charity towards those to whom he's ministering, whether they're listening to him or not. And we hear today this just, I mean, imagine this, right? You're preaching the gospel and a mob rises up against you. They turn on you. They're doing the exact same thing to him that they did to Jesus. And they bring him before the council. It just happens that this one doesn't care, right? And they even go to the point of taking the synagogue official and beating him in front of Paul and in front of this council. And he just still doesn't care. And Paul, in the midst of this craziness, is supposed to be bringing souls to Jesus. And it kind of got me thinking about how the saint responds to our world. That's a fascinating thing to me. This notion of the saint being one who is not afraid of the world by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. They engage in the world, but they're not of the world. Right? They're not bound by this world in which they live. The saint does not retreat. The saint doesn't run away. The saint engages, stands in the breach, and witnesses to a greater love. So what does the saint, how does the saint respond to sin? Certainly never justifies it. Certainly never accepts it. Never participates in it. But there's an interesting kind of backdoor way that we can glorify sin. And that little backdoor way of glorifying sin is to be scandalized and shocked by it. And it's an interesting way, because if you remember, like, think about it this way. When you're a kid, if you were one who was more inclined to follow the rules as a child, remember back to a time when somebody in your class broke the rules. Right? I remember when I was in school, we had this little tiny patch of woods that was just right off of our school, but we weren't allowed to go there during recess, right? You had to be with your class on like a nature hike to go into the woods. And one time a kid made a break for it. And we were like, oh, he's going to do it. Oh, he's doing it, right? There was like this, like, he shouldn't do that. But there was also kind of this almost heroism in it. Like, whoa, he's doing a really bad thing. That's crazy. That's not how the saint sees sin. But we can act that way sometimes. When we're confronted by the world, we can be shocked over and over by the traps that the world offers. And the reason that is kind of a weird way of glorifying sin is because it puts it on the same level as virtue in a way. As opposed, certainly, but as like a fair fight, if you understand what I mean. And to make the point, I'll talk about an amazing book by C.S. Lewis, The Great Divorce. If you've never read that, read it. It's an incredible theological journey that he brings us on as the, some souls, basically, I'll just give you the 2-second version. Some souls are in hell and they are brought on a bus to heaven to see what it's like. And so we're not theologically accurate here, but we'll let it slide. That's okay. It makes the point. And it's fascinating because what happens is this bus shows up in heaven and the doors open and the souls get out of the bus and they actually can't live in heaven. It's too real for them. They go to get off the bus and this beautiful grass, the greenest grass that you've ever seen with dew on the blades of grass, they step on it and it hurts their feet. They can't do it. It's too real for them to exist in. They see this beautiful dew falling from the trees, but when they get closer, they're like diamond bullets that would just shoot right through them if they were to get in their way. It's a terrifying place because their sin has made them inhuman. One of the souls even gets to the point of saying, I want to go back. I don't want to be here anymore. Just tell me, I don't want to wait for the bus. Tell me the way. I'll just walk there. And he says, no. You can't. The reason is we didn't go from one place to another place. Here's what happened. They get down on the ground, right? And they go, look, see this dirt? And then if you can picture some dry dirt, there's these little cracks in the dirt, right? He goes, I don't know which one it is, but hell is in one of those little cracks. That's where we came out of. See, for C.S. Lewis, hell is one step above not existing. And as you get closer to heaven, you become more real, more what you were created to be. That's how the saint sees sin. As something that strips us of our humanity. And in that sense, to behold the sin of the world is a lot less like watching somebody do something that's bad but kind of cool. It's a lot more like watching somebody, just by way of example, bang their head against a wall. And they do that thinking like, this is going to make me happy. And they kind of tempt the people who are following the Lord, like, hey, don't you want to do this with me? And you're like, I really don't, actually. Like, no, thank you. And our sinful nature as human beings sometimes leads us to do the same thing, but it helps us behold the sinner with compassion, not with shock, not with scandal, but with compassion. I feel bad for you, and I would like to invite you to something more. The furthest conclusion of this is the martyr. Okay, picture the martyr walking to their death. This is the joyful witness that they offer, right? It's the ultimate of people saying, you want to be with us, right? You don't want to be going through the suffering that you're going through. You want to be on our side. And the martyr literally goes, I really don't. I'll take the cross. I'll take the cross. Because that's where the Lord is. And this joyful, peaceful witness, this Paul standing in the midst of this craziness, just saying, hey guys, God loves you. You know, like, there's something more for you here, and you're invited to it. And you can do with me whatever you will, but none of that's going to change the truth of the gospel. And it boils down to us coming to know how forgiven we are. That might be the most extraordinary thing about St. Paul, is in the midst of his sinfulness, he knew and believed that he was forgiven by God. And that forgiveness, that transformation that God offered him, transformed him and brought him to incredible compassion for other sinners as he's preaching the gospel in love. So that's the challenge today, to pray for St. Paul's intercession, to encounter this world with compassion, to encounter this world with love, with the knowledge that since I have been so forgiven, this forgiveness can be offered to anyone. And all I want to do is bring them to it so that Jesus can introduce them to his love. We now stand and bring our petitions before our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all priests, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they may have the wisdom and courage to uphold conscience rights and religious freedom, and protect all human life from conception to natural death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are in need of spiritual, emotional, or physical healing, that by their faith they will draw down the mercy of Jesus and be healed, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Father Michael Brennan and for his intentions on his 5th anniversary of ordination to the priesthood, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, please answer these prayers according to your will, for we ask them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. For to the earth work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, to humble himself, to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Please do, Lord God, wash my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Accept in compassion, Lord, we pray, the offerings of your family, that under your protective care they may never lose what they have received, but attain the gifts that are eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world. Your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. Fun. Christ our Lord was handed over for our transgressions and was raised again for our justification. Alleluia. This time, for those of you watching or listening, we can make an act of spiritual communion together. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints.
Thank you.
us pray.
Keep safe, O Lord, we pray, those whom you have saved by your kindness, that redeemed by the passion of your Son, they may rejoice in his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.